Research Team Internet, Unit Control 9, KJ4, QZ. My name is Nathan. My location is Travel Drift. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Computer is located atop Cedars Head Mountain, about 3 miles south of North Carolina, South Carolina border, near Highway 276. All amateur devices operating here are invited to check in. Is there any form of traffic to the net? Please call KJ4RQZ. Sir Bulletin's from the net, please call KJ4RQZ. Calls direct to net, all stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the radio portion. That being said, now we begin with Alpha Service Delta. Please call KJ4RQZ and clear it to the internet.
KJZ. Good evening, Nathan. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Whiskey 4, Fox Charlie Mike. I think I'm a group early, but I did pre-net because I'm short time tonight. Thank you.
Nathan, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in deep mind, and we'll all be negative and negative.
And Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM 4, BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
RQZ. And please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative, 73s to everybody on the net.
Okay. Thank y'all, I'm figuring this out. W4FCM, N4IEI, KJ4UHF, KW4TS, KA5WLL, K4OSH, W2AMD, K4XMR, K1CJW, KO4RUR, KN4RJN, W4DJW, KK4DMW, KK4ONO, KM4MOQ, KM4BLH, and KB2BYQ. Are there any other check-ins out there? Delta for Blue Stream Internet, call KJ4RQZ.
KJ4RQZ. Good evening, Mr. Nathan. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Nathan. All on the net. And how's your boy doing?
KI4DOS. And K3JOY. Honey's doing really good, Gary. Finally got to come home after 109 days. He's been home. He's been doing good. He's done good at all the doctor visits and everything. How y'all been doing?
We're doing well, Nathan. Can't complain about anything. Wouldn't do any good anyway. Nobody'd want to listen, but we had a good day today, and glad that the baby's home. And gosh, after 109 days, I couldn't imagine having to wait that long to bring mine home. But congratulations on getting him home, and I hope Mom and you are, and he are all doing well, and y'all take care.
Doing good. He's laying beside, they're laying beside me right now, and he's throwing his hands up in the air. Thank the Lord that he finally home. Check in. Are there any Echolink stations? Echolink stations on for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Call KJ4RQZ.
Tech Control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Mike Mike, KO4RMM. This is Kurt in Greenville. Kilo Uniform.
4 Romeo Tango. Thanks for doing that tonight. Thanks for all your hard work. Congratulations on your little one. Getting the roost finally. And Godspeed to all you good souls out on the computer. I'll be negative, negative.
That's negative. I reckon that's KO4RMM. And thank you. Hope you stay safe out there. Are there any other check-ins that go through hotel for Blue Ridge treatment, or any, are there any, are there any check-ins, are there any echolink stations, only for Blue Ridge treatment and on KJ4, easy. Are there any check-ins that go through hotel for Blue Ridge treatment and on KJ4, easy.
Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina, and I will be in and out tonight. Thank you for calling it.
4RQZ. Good evening, Nathan. Congratulations on the little one. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
About recognize KO4HKX. And KC4EZN. Thank you. Hope y'all are having a safe time out there. Is there any other check-ins that go through hotel from Blue Ridge Stream Internet? Call KJ4EZ. And then you through Lima for the Blue Ridge Stream Internet. Call KJ4EZ.
KJ4RZM. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, saying 73 for each one of you.
Z. Congratulations on the new baby. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, W4IOE, in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and family, Nathan. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
RQZ, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, that's KO4, JKV, my name's Duncan, up here in Asheville, North Carolina, no traffic, no comment, 73 to you and everybody on the net.
4RQZ, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec, this is Larry, also my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
I got one call sign wrong in there. If I did, I apologize. Thing control light recognize, KK4, JFO, W4IOE, KJ4RQZ. Any other, are there any check-ins India through Lima for the Blue Ridge Stream Internet? Call KJ4RQZ. Mike, Tom, for the Blue Ridge Stream Internet. Call KJ4RQZ.
To death. Please check in. Kilowatt 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt and Edmund, I'll be negative and negative.
Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. KO4, NUE. Name is Chad. QTH is Campobello, South Carolina. Please also check in my wife. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. Her name is Anna. QTH is also Campobello. also check in by telephone relay. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4, QLG. Name is Chris, located in Liberty, South Carolina. And I'll be in for comments, sir. Thank you for calling the net, and congratulations on your son.
Just one call sign. Don't say your call sign. Please try again. And then call out to recognize K4OIM. KO4NUE. K04RYP. K04RYP. KO4QLG. Any other check-in? Mike, to reply. Blue Chimney Net, call KJ4QZ.
It's KO4NNH, Fred Mobile MP Mock tonight.
Thank you for coming back. Next call out to recognize KO4NNH. Again, go back through Tango for the Blue Ridge Chim Internet, call KJ4RQZ. Go back through Tango for the Blue Ridge Chim Internet, call KJ4RQZ. Any Echo Link stations only, Blue Ridge Chim Internet, call KJ4RQZ. Chicken uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge Chim Internet, call KJ4RQZ.
Please check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative. Also, my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India. Both named Mary. Good to hear your voice tonight, Nathan. Good to hear that everybody's coming home. 73 is all the net, and I'll be clear.
Can I ask KX4YM? Good to hear y'all's voice, too. Hope y'all are doing good. KO4ACD. KO4ILI. Are there any other check-ins? Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-Minute Net. Call KJ4RQZ. Are there any check-ins? Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-Minute Net. Call KJ4RQZ.
Hello? Better on the net. Please check in November for Alpha Hotel Oscar. And for AHO, this is Doug in Walhalla. No traffic, no takeover this evening. 73 to that.
In Kilo, Charlie 3, November, Foxtrot, Alpha, KC3NFA, and this is Lee in Greer with no traffic, and I'll be monitoring.
Recognize N4AHO. And KC3NFA. Are there any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu Internet, call KJ4RQZ. KJ4RQZ now securing the forward portion of the network. Thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We now begin the RAG2 portion of the network. Periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. Looks like KI4DOS, you're first up on a stump. Call KJ4QZ and the Blue Ridge Chim Internet. Let's see. KO4NUE, you're next on the stump. Call KJ4QZ and the Blue Ridge Chim Internet.
4, and I lose it. I'm sorry. Net control, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. How are you tonight, sir? Just wanted to drop by and say congratulations. And me and my wife and I, 20-some-odd years ago, we've been through the 3 children and just back-to-back. And it just really made me excited to hear that child in the background while you're calling the net. Congratulations to you. And just wanted to say that. You have a nice night, sir. And hello to everybody on the net. KO4NUE, and I'm clear. Congratulations again, sir.
Yeah, I didn't realize everybody could hear him. I thought they might could. Thank you, everyone, for everything. Hope everyone's doing safe. thank you. And he's been doing good so far. And he's continuing to get better. He was in there for 109 days and finally got to bring him home. He keeps us up sometimes. Especially his mom. But we're doing all right. Thank you again. Are there any other check-ins alpha through to the Blue Ridge Interact on KJ4RQZ?
Control. 4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, the club. Just check me in
and out. Control, please check in Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November via Echolink. This is Alan in Piedmont. We'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
KE4ZHF and K4VKN. Any other check-ins, Alpha? There's Zulu for Blue Ridge to the internet. Call KJ4RQZ. W4FHJ. Hey, Gene, hope you're having a good night. Are there any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu from the Blue Ridge Team Internet? Call KJ4RQZ. Other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu from the Blue Ridge Team Internet? Call KJ4RQZ. Stations echoing, stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet? Call KJ4RQZ. I missed anyone for comments or check-ins. Please call KJ4RQZ and the Blue Ridge Team Internet.
Control, you B4NUU, Robert, in Arden, please check me in and out.
Can I have WB4NUU? Haven't missed anyone for comments or check-ins. Please call KJ4RQZ and Blue Ridge Team Internet. 4RQZ now securing the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Well, thanks for checking in. We now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73s, and as always, good night.
KQ. KK4JBQ, KO4NUE.
For NUE, KK4JBQ. Have you had a good day?
I guess I had a rough night last night. I got out of the rack up at the deer camp and went over to the radio to sit for a few minutes during the net and pulled a muscle in my shoulder. And it's one of those that kind of takes your breath when it catches, you know. So I've been dealing with that. And got caught on the radio again today. My wife kind of got in trouble on the radio a little bit. Not really, but just got busted, you know. KO4NUE. How about your day, sir?
I had a fairly good day. I spent most of it looking at the video I promised to send you a link to. But I'm curious about Anna's problem. Is it similar to the one the trap that you fell into? Maybe it's time for her upgrade.
We were to a friend's house the other night, and him and his wife gave me a piece of pumpkin pie. And then an extra piece to bring home to Anna. And it didn't quite make it home, if you know what I mean. So we were talking about that on the radio today on the way back from the deer camp. And she called me. Just figured out that this person had given me pumpkin pie, and it never made it over here to her. And just happened to be monitoring the radio. You know, she never monitors when I'm here. But I'm starting to figure that out, that when I leave, that's what she starts to monitor.
I get it. I'll leave that up to you two to work out. Yeah. Well, so I'm looking for this video that I promised to send a link to it. And what returned to my mind as I went over the many videos that this film has made is that it was probably not titled well enough for me to zero in on it. So what I wound up doing is watching several, or at least the beginnings of several of his videos, so that I could catch him in his shop, in the garb that I spoke to you about, doing the various operations that it would take to make the knife. But it occurs to me, I mean, I could be all wrong about this, but it occurs to me that if you want a knife, Chad, if you want a knife, you can make the most beautiful thing and put yourself into it. You've got the equipment, you've got the knowledge of metals, and you can make it any way you want to. I mean, you could make it as short as you want. You probably are limited a little bit on length so that it's legal, but I don't know. You can figure that out. What do you think?
I could. My big deal is the, I think the most difficult portion for me is the grind, not the grind on the edge that does the cutting, but that hollow grind that goes from, I think, not sure what the top of the knife blade is called, but there's a bevel cut in between the top of the blade where the strength is all the way down to the edge. And or I could just make it flat, I guess. But I have made a couple of knives, and I tell you the best one that I've been able to make was actually made out of a file. Let's see, is it a mill? No, it's a mill. It's not a bastard. It's a bastard. We keep a bunch of bastard files for, you know, welding tips and breaking the flux on welding rods and this, that, and the other. And when they get worn out, you know, that's perfect material for a knife blade. Just put it in the heat treat and, you know, bring the hardness down a little bit. Work it the way you want, and then put it back in and get the hardness where you want it. And makes a really pretty knife too. If you leave some of the file marks in it on the top of the blade, makes a really, really beautiful knife.
That's true. I went back several years in his production of his knife, which has gotten lots of attention. And he finally went into full-time business making knives. And he's made several thousands of them now. And, it's a good living. It's a good income. And, of course, his channel is a good place for him to advertise. This is something that people look for. And, honestly, that's a place that a lot of people visit. YouTube is a, you know, it's a marketplace for a lot of things. So he makes quite a good living making knives for people. And he's gotten very good. Over the past 9 or 10 years, he's gotten really good. I mean, it isn't just the metallurgy, the design of the knife, but he's gotten crazy with handles, the scales. He does very exotic woods. And what he'll do is he'll get the wood, and then he'll stabilize it by putting it under vacuum and infusing into it a something for lack of a better way of expressing it, it takes up all the voids in the wood that would otherwise be air, you know, because he pulls a hard vacuum on it. And then he introduces this, and then all that stuff, you know, like the hard is like an epoxy or something, and it goes into the wood and it hardens it, and it doesn't change the character of the wood. So if it's a highly figured wood, you know, that beauty remains. And then after he pulls the vacuum on it, he'll put it under several atmospheres of pressure to aid in putting that material into the wood. Anyway, it's extraordinary what he does, and he chooses some burl wood and like that, you know, you're familiar with that, I'm sure. And it's just absolutely gorgeous. The handles are gorgeous. And he makes a mosaic pin. Most of his has one lanyard, like a bushing, that goes in the very tail end of the knife handle, and then maybe two more that stabilize the tang within the knife. I'm sure you're within the handle. And some of his early ones were made out of files, and you're right. Totally finished. Edge. It's not hollow ground, but it's a beautiful edge. And the way he hardens them, and he goes through all that process too, the way he hardens them, they keep a good edge. And this is, you know, a file is not in any way a chromium alloy. Radio timed out. KK4 JPQ.
Well, that's you watch those videos like that, and you think, well, you know, hey, I can do that, or I can do this, or it's some of those skills that you're talking about is. Looks so easy in the hands of an experienced knife maker. And notice I didn't say metal worker. I guess there is a difference. But it just looks so easy when people like that are doing it. But when you get down there to it, I mean, there's a lot to a knife. And that's in the handles, too. It looks like just two pieces of wood, you know, stuck on either side of a piece of metal. But I never thought about, you know, stabilizing with vacuum. That's actually a pretty good idea. Never really thought of that. But what is the guy's name again?
Two channels. His first name is Sandy. I'm not sure I've heard his last name. The channel that includes his interest in amateur radio, dogs, recycle touring, you know, that kind of thing. He calls that the Wilshire Man. Now he's located in England, in Wilshire. So WITSHIRE, Wilshire. But his knives are in a channel called Jacklore. That's one word, JECKLORE, Jacklore.
I'll get on there and see if I can check him out. I met a guy in Anderson when I restored old tractors. And he was a retired machinist, but he had got out of a hobby into to making knives. And it went far off I-85 down toward Anderson, but he also rebuilt magnetos. And at the time, I didn't know anything about magneto. So I'd always take my magnetos down there and get him to rebuild them. And he, my goodness, at the tools just to make a knife. I mean, he had like five or six of those belt sanders that were, you know, inch and a half wide. And just hundreds of pounds of flat stock that he was, that he would cut the material out. I think, if I remember correctly, he used, it was A2. He had some knives that he used A2 steel, and A2, O2, and W2. And I watched him make, finish one up one day, and I'm going to tell you, that bevel along that edge, that takes an experienced hand. He did all his by hand. But I think, you know, knife manufacturers, they have a special jig that goes on the grinder to do that. But just the steel alone, I think O2 and W2, it's pretty expensive stuff. But he made some beautiful knives. I mean, just absolutely beautiful. And I suspect man's sitting not alive anymore. He was getting on up there, you know, 10 years ago. But I spent the day with him one day and actually repaired my own magneto. He said he got tired of me coming to, you know, got tired of taking my money, he said. So he would tell me what to do with the magneto, and I'd do that step, and then he'd go back over there and work on a knife, and then when I got the next step done, he'd tell me what to do. And but I don't know, he had 15 or 20 of them there. He was trying to finish up in one clip, and just beautiful. I mean, did an outstanding job. But fine motor skills, he had it down pat.
For JBQ. Yeah, I suppose fine motor skills would be something you need. And the knowledge is something that, you know, you're just going to have to invest the time. But there's a whole... there's a whole culture of folks that love knives. I mean, they just love knives. And Sandy goes wilderness camping too. So the Jack Lore knife, which is the brand name that he chose, and it's the name of his channel, of course, but it's the Jack Lore knife is a bushcraft knife. And so he'll go wilderness camping with a bunch of his buddies who are themselves knife makers, and those videos are on the Wilshire Man channel. All of his wilderness camping stuff, you know, he covers the equipment that you need for, you know, just pitching a camp somewhere right in the middle of no place and surviving there, and the little stoves. I mean, there's a whole there's a whole, there's a big deal around the stoves that they use, the little camping stoves that pack away small and take so very little fuel, and well, many of them, you can burn the down fuel, you know, that you can down branches and things like that and survive that way. It's fascinating. It really is. So, and real entertaining. And he goes into some of the most beautiful forests in Great Britain. Where we have national parks, they have national forests, just a smaller country. And and they have preserved for thousands of years trees that are there. So we probably, in the Sequoia National Forest, I think, the oldest tree known to be in existence is in the Sequoia National Forest here in this country. But there's some awfully old ones, especially oaks, in England. KK4JBQ.
Grandfather, his name was Lewis. He had really, really big impact on my life growing up when I was a child. And he collected knives, among other things. And we'd go to the flea market and, you know, get knives. Or back then, you know, you could go to the flea market and they'd just have, you know, little old 22 rifles or 12-gauge shotguns or pistols or whatever. I mean, you just put them out on the table and you just bought them, you know. Wasn't like it is today, but knives and coins and pocket watches and single shot 22 rifles. That was his horse trading material, he called it. And he had a whole collection of knives, and he loved to collect case pocket knives. And he'd clean them and, you know, keep them all shined up. And he had a little box he'd wrap them up in tissues and so on and so forth. And but he had an interesting theory about pocket knives. And when I got married, he gave me a case knife that, let me tell you his theory, was that when your education was over from high school and you got married, that was a milestone for him. You know, you ready to go out into the world and, you know, do your deal. And he said when you start off working, he believed that the amount of blades in a knife correlated with where you were in your journey as far as, you know, the workforce goes. So when I got married, he gave me a case, wasn't a Trapper, it was a some other model similar to a Trapper. And it's in the original box. I don't know where he got it, I guess flea market or whatnot, but it was a new knife. And the day I got married, he gave me the knife and reminded me that, you know, you're starting off, and the number of blades that's in the knife is a reflection of where you are on your walk in the workforce. So I took it out of the box, and that joker had four blades on it. And he said, "You're going to need every single one of them," and just laughed. And one day, I don't know, years after me and Anna married, I was up there visiting with him one day, and had my pocket knife, and he taught me to sharpen a knife when I was, you know, young. And he always asked, "You still got your knife? You know, let me see it." And he'd clean it for me and, you know, pick all the lint out of it and this, that, and the other. I said, well, what do you, Pappy, what do you carry? Let me see your knife. So he pulls out this Case knife. It's got two blades in it, and one of them's just broke completely off, you know, not even there anymore. And the other one had been sharpened down to an, just an absolute nub. I mean, there wasn't much left to it at all. And I just thought that was funny. You know, young man, he gives me a knife and it's got four big old blades on it. And he was 80, I think he was 87 before he died. And the old thing he carried was just, you know, didn't even hardly have a blade on it. Which I guess, looking at it that way, I guess he was right. Because, matter of fact, I know he was right. Because I used every single blade on it and broke one or two of them. And you send it back to Case and they'll put a blade back in it for nothing. Doesn't matter how you break it. You just send it back to the factory and they'll replace it on the spot and send it back to you. KO4NUE, KK4JBQ.
Gee, that's really nice. I wasn't aware of that policy of theirs. That's a strong warranty. Yeah. Especially since it was given to you and they didn't ask for an original receipt, date of purchase, anything like that. That's pretty nice. Well, he sounds a lot like my dad. My dad collected the same things. He collected Case knives. He collected 410 shotguns. He had other gauges all the way up to the 10 gauge. But he had many, and he liked to collect 410s that were of different configurations. He had a 22 410 over and under that was unique. I'd never seen another one like it. And it was sweet. Everything that he had was sweet because that's what he bought. Nice and balanced and beautiful walnut in the stock and in the four stock as well. Oh, heavens. And he gave me a knife. Yeah. And it was right after I got married. It must be something, you know, something I'm not familiar with. I never had any children, so I won't be passing this along. But I treasure it so that, and it was used, not new in a box, but he had used it. And he taught me how to sharpen. I mean, the same sort of thing. It just kind of amazes me. It's a nice pocket size. It has three blades, I believe. And it's a nice pocket size. I got another one from my father-in-law, Donna's dad, Caber, I believe it is. And it's a nice, but it's heavier. It has one of those loops on the end of it. I think it's really a work knife. Stout and a bone handle, like an antler bone handle. Well, we can talk about knives and guns and all that sort of thing. I'm curious about your injury. Do you think maybe it was in the rotator cuff? You said shoulder, but was it more in the joint?
What do you call it? I'm not sure what it's called on a person, but I guess in a piece of pork it would be the loin, that back strap that runs beside the spine, but it's up toward the shoulder portion of it, and it's just in a really, really awkward spot. But yeah, so we finish up the conversation with the knives. So, Case does have a really good policy. They no questions asked. They'll, you know, you pay the shipping, of course, there and back. And it may take them a couple of weeks, but they'll replace it, you know, free of charge. If the knife is an older knife, and I mean, you know, antique or this, that, and the other, they'll send you a little letter before they make the repair and tell you, hey, you know, this knife is got some age on it, pretty much. And we will have to handcraft a blade to go back in it because we no longer make that blade to that specification. And basically just telling you that blade for that knife is no longer in stock. We'll make one for it, but to the one that's going to use it, you know, that doesn't matter. But to the collector, you know, that matters. And then you just send them, you fill out a little questionnaire and send it back, and they'll send it back with a new blade in it. If the handles are cracked, they'll replace those as well. They'll make all the repairs on the knife, whatever it is. And then they'll adjust it so that it opens with the right amount of tension. And then they'll polish it up. They'll polish the blade. They'll polish the inlets on the front and the back. And, I mean, do a really, really nice job. And there's no, you know, I've never been charged for it. The first deployment, I broke one off doing something, broke a blade off, and sent them a little letter from Iraq and told them that I, you know, was using the knife outside of what it was intended to do, and just let me know how much it's going to cost, and I want to go ahead and pay, you know, because I was misusing the knife pretty much. And it's the one, you know, Pappy gave me. And I was, you know, didn't say a word. I mean, they just disregarded my little note and just sent it back fully repaired. And no questions asked. And you made a... The other thing about the other knife you were talking about, is that spelled K-A-B-A-R? Is that the knife you have, Larry?
Okay, let me check.
Hey, I know I'm late to the party, but this is K-I-4-G-T-Y. I heard you guys talking about case knives. I absolutely love case knives, and I collect the trappers. Whenever I have a few extra bucks, I'll try to buy one every now and then. But I actually started a tradition with my boys, and when they turn 10 and show themselves, you know, to be, you know, handle themselves well and learning to become a young man, on their 10th birthday, I actually gave each one of them a case knife. And took them out to dinner and, you know, told them that they were becoming young men and that, you know, part of becoming a young man was having a nice knife, and a gentleman's knife is what we called it. So, but no, I loved the trapper knives, and I remember my grandpa's knife that he ended up giving me as well. It's like an old Henry, and my grandpa was a carpenter, and he always had splinters, and so he had a sharpened the long skinny blade. He sharpened it so much it's kind of like an ice pick, and he could pick out a splinter in a heartbeat with that thing.
Exactly right. I know you in there, Larry. Hang on. You hit it on the head with they did the same with my boys. But it's with my grandfather. It was a mark of a rite of passage with my dad and him too. And that's not something that you, granddaddy's, pappy's philosophy was that if it fits in your hand and you are earning a living with it, you always buy the best, period. There's some things that you don't need to buy the best, but I never will forget him telling me that if you're earning a living with it and it fits in your hand, you always buy the best. And so I go to Smoky Mountain Knife Works once a year up there in Sevierville. And oh goodness, I don't know, I'll buy 8 or 10 of them at a time. And I love Case knives. I mean, they're just, you know, I've tried every other brand. And there's, I don't know, there's nothing like a Case, you know. But I've got such a regular, not business, but have sent so many of them back up to Case for repair that one of them, the last one I sent was, I think it was great-granddaddy's Case knife. And, you know, they sent me the little letter saying, hey, this is an older knife, we're going to have to fabricate a blade for it. Well, they sent me a little data sheet with the knife after it was repaired that shows you how to properly date what year a Case knife was manufactured. And that's quite interesting. You know, on the edge of the blade, you have the word C-A-S-E and then double X. Well, in between the letters, there's a dot or a space, and the size of the X. That's how they determine what year the knife was made. I've got a little data sheet here. Next time I meet up with you, I'll bring it and give it to you so you can, you know, look at a Case knife and tell how old it is. But, Larry, if you're in there, if that knife was spelled K-A-B-A-R, then that would be, Pappy always called that a K-bar, which was, I think they're kind of known for producing fighting knives, especially for the U.S. Marine Corps. Go ahead, KK4JBQ, KO4NUE, and KI4DTY. Go ahead and get it, Larry.
KK4JBQ. Yes, it is a K-bar. I must have pronounced it how I had heard it pronounced by somebody else before, but it's K-A-B-A-R. And yes, it is a brand that's well known for making knives for the U.S. military. Perhaps the Marines could speak to that, but it's a very good knife. Also, three blades. KK4JBQ.
Your conversation, I'd always pretty cool to hear you talk about Case knives. I remember my very first Case knife that I was able to buy. I was 10 years old, and I was in Horseshoe, North Carolina, Hendersonville, if you know where that area is. And there was this little, like an Ace Hardware type store. And I saved my birthday money, and I went into this store, and I talked to my dad, and I was like, Dad, I want to buy this knife so bad. And he let me buy my very first Case knife, and it was one of those, like, little ones, like a little two-blade. And I paid $20 for that Case knife, and I remember, I wish I still had it. I don't have it. But my dad had held on to it, but it got lost in some moves. But, yeah, I just love Case knives and, you know, wanted to pass that down to my kids. And so, you know, really make it something that was monumental to them. But Yeah, when they, whenever they get married one day, I wanted to do the same thing. So I like your granddad did that for you, but I wanted to buy them one more case knife when they got married and kind of pass that on to them. And I also love the fact that it's actually made in America completely.